Do you have your shirt on?
Last I checked, I did. Yes, why?
Weapons Radio. Do you have your shirt on?
Weapons Radio. Weapons Radio, episode 1, Foreskin Questions, with M.E.A.
Hello, Reds fans, and hopefully non-Reds fans alike. This is CJB, happy to be kicking off the first edition of Whack Reds Radio. I'm here with Mike, our producer.
Hey, it's me.
And we're going to kick this off with a segment called 14 Questions. And the objective here is to, in a nutshell, ask 14 questions. First of all, I'd like you to pitch this to me. What gave you the inspiration for Whack Reds? And I'll get a little more in depth here. I know that you're an avid Reds fan. Honestly, it's about time this collaboration happened. What gave you the inspiration for this?
Well, I obviously am an avid Reds fan, if you can't tell.
Shocking.
Past few years, I've been spending a lot of time researching the Reds, stuff like that, on, you know, Red Reporter, Red Leg Nation, OMG Reds. I don't know whatever happened to Reds Rocket, but that was a good site. Hopefully they're going to start back up this year.
Hopefully.
But I spent a lot of time researching those sites, getting my Reds fix, and I figured, you know, why not sit here, put those links up for everybody else. I'm handpicking them. You know what I mean? Get your daily dose.
Yep.
So get on there, you know, check them out.
Yeah, and it's been very informative. I like the way the site's coming together with all this information and the ideas that you're throwing out for the Reds.
It's all Reds all the time.
All Reds all the time. So Chapman, this has been the topic, the discussion of spring training, and to be honest, for the couple months before that, since we knew he was coming up from Cuba, so he's having back spasms. Could this be signs of trouble, or is this just a minor speed bump on the road? How do you feel about this?
I think it's just a minor speed bump. Everything I've read, Dusty, Brian Price, they've all said that something normal that happens in spring training, they're going to hold him back a little bit. He probably won't make his start come opening day. A lot of people projected, including myself, that he would be the fifth starter. But I think it's going to open the door for, you know, Mike Leake, Travis Wood, obvious candidates, the younger guys. Matt Maloney, Justin Lair might make it, who knows. But it's just a minor setback for Chapman. He has a clause in his contract that I think if he's called up sometime before May, something about his contract changes after the year 2012. I don't know all the details, but either way, the Reds got him locked up for 6 years.
And you really hate to see this happen, but to be totally honest, he's come up from a totally different ballgame, every pun intended there. You know, this is the big leagues now, and he's facing world-class hitters again, but he's actually in the spotlight, and not just representing Cuba, but just representing himself as a young pitcher coming up into this league with a very, very bright future, if you've seen anything from the Classic.
Absolutely, and you know, he's got Johnny Cueto, Homer Bailey, guys that went through what he went through. He's got to learn a whole new language. He's never lived or been in America. He's never even heard of Cincinnati before they signed him. You know, I just heard he got his Social Security the other day, so he's on the right track. His back's going to be fine. I don't think we'll see him in the fifth spot role, but we'll see him sure enough.
Definitely, definitely. Looking forward to that. What I'm also looking forward to is your first grill out of the season. They're usually phenomenal. What's on the menu?
Oh, grilling out. It's about that time. Got to go with steaks. They're easy. You throw them on there. Some A1 sauce, baby. Goes down.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta give my man Brantley a shout out, man. All the rib talking he does makes me want to throw some on there, too. So.
Pork and chicken.
But I'm a steak guy.
Pork and chicken.
Are you gonna eat all this?
So, do you have your shirt on?
Last I checked, I did. Yes, why?
Well, the boots are just secure. I can't see anything else except for a mic and a table here. I just wanted to make sure we're, you know.
Okay.
Fifth question here, roughly. Where do you see the Reds at the All-Star break? Knowing that usually the past few years it's been kind of a breaking point, you know, they'll either pick it up or they'll drop off.
You know what? I'm going to go out and say the Reds are going to do better the first half than the second half this year. I think we're going to really have to put the pressure on before the All-Star break. And speaking of the All-Star break, you know, I think we might actually see multiple All-Stars.
I hope so.
This year, we might actually get some voted in. I think Griffey was the last one to actually get voted in 07 or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, guys like Arroyo, Cordero, you name them, they're the default All-Stars. And I think this year we might actually have a couple voted in.
Well, maybe it'd be nice to see
maybe an All-Star game in the future.
That would be excellent. That would be totally excellent. One of my favorite things about this time of year, not only during the All-Star break, is also the 4th of July, and You know, living in Covington for as long as you have, you know that it's a big part of the festivities around here. I was lucky enough to live back in Newport and have the view, and I always noticed the battle between Covington and Newport with the fireworks. And hands down, it's been Covington the past few years.
Yeah.
You think Newport's going to make a comeback and put themselves on the map with some Rousey fireworks?
I think they might. I've been to your house a couple times in years past. I'd have to hands down give it to Covington. I'd say the coolest thing about Covington is they shoot them off in the middle of the street. I wouldn't say that's safe, but...
they just don't care.
It's entertaining,
it
so...
it is. Definitely good entertainment. Okay, do you see this as a record in average attendance for Great American Ballpark? And mind you, the first year was great, but ever since then it's pretty much consistently dropped as far as average goes. From 29,000 on opening year until last year was the average about 21.
Yeah, that's got to rank pretty low in baseball, even though, you know, we're one of the best baseball cities there is. But I think this year we will see record sales for tickets at the ballpark. Roldis Chapman's going to be up. He's going to put people in seats. Everybody loves to go see Homer Bailey. Cueto, Volquez, everybody likes to see good starting pitching. I think they're going to pull a lot of people out. I think they're going to be in contention most of the year. And guys like Joey Votto, Brandon Phillips, young outfield, Scott Rolen, they're going to put people in seats. I'm going to be there.
Speaking of the Red season coming up, opening day. Got a lot of good memories. You know, you can remember Joe Randa, the Joker, cranking one.
Yeah.
That's one of mine. But what's your favorite opening day memory?
I don't know, man. I'm always optimistic going into the season. I know Arangs pitched the last four. I think he's had one win in the past four opening days. The last couple I know were close. I don't know, but I am going this year for the first time. Maybe ask me that question April 6th.
Maybe on the Tuesday, because there won't be a game. We won't have anything else to do.
All right.
All right. Who would you like to be the next Reds Hall of Famer?
I'm going to have to go with Rob Dibble. I think there's only two relievers in the Reds Hall of Fame. I think there should be five. I think they should just induct all the nasty boys.
Maybe as one
Randy
entity.
Norm, Rob. They did Sabo. They're doing him this year for the 90 exhibit. Larkin's in. Put the nasty boys in.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. So for question number 10, this is not even really a question, but technically we'll say it is. Give me a love-hate.
You know, I hate the people, especially ESPN, who hate on the Reds. I was just watching that 30-30 on MLB Network. At the beginning they said, you know, the Reds are usually their favorite on paper. But then, as the year progresses, it's Yankees, Red Sox. You know, I can't stand that.
Same story.
I'm a Cincinnati Reds fan. I watch it till the end. They're on the bandwagon.
What's your worst Reds memory in the past 10 years?
Oh, worst Reds memory. There's not a ton. I did see Griffey separate his shoulder. I was standing out in the outfield over the Reds bullpen when he dove for the ball. I think they were playing the Cubs. Griffey dove in the warning track, separated his shoulder, and I can remember the Reds fans were actually were yelling at him, you know, things I can't repeat. So that would be a pretty bad Reds memory for Ken Griffey Jr.
That is bad. Not only do you hate to see a guy like that go down, but also your fellow Reds fans just they're gonna boo and heckle the guy. What are your opening week predictions?
We got three games against the Cardinals, and then we have the Cubs at home. So I'd say that's a pretty tough homestand to start the season. If we go 500, I think that'd set a good pace for the rest of the season.
That'd be great.
It's two of the top clubs in the division. If we could go 500, if we could win 4-6.
I would take that.
That'd be real good.
If we start out and win our first 30, 35 games in a row, we're going to be in first place.
The past couple years in a row, you know, we've lost opening day, but we've come back and won the next game and maybe the one after that.
Mm.
So even if we could see that again, I would be totally satisfied.
Yeah, I think he needs a win. It's his fifth opening day in a row. He needs it.
Let's give it up to the big guy. If you had your choice of the next person to interview on this radio show, who would it be?
I'd have to go with Pete Rose, you know, obviously, 14 questions.
That would be totally
but,
great.
But, you know, I can't wait to switch sides, and I'll be interviewing you here soon, right?
Soon.
Okay.
Very soon.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one.
Okay. Well, here's one more piece of irony for you. My 14th question is actually about Pete Rose. How many innings do you think it's going to take before Pete is in the booth?
How many did it take him last year?
I think he was in the second.
Second inning?
I could just picture him with his arm around Marty's shoulder.
Okay.
Screaming in the microphone.
Last I checked, I did, yes. Why?
Somewhere in between the third and fifth inning.
His lines for beer are pretty long at the ballpark. Not to say anything bad about Mr. Rose, but he's there to watch his Reds and have some fun. And
yeah. Let's go.
Hopefully it's a good one.
He'll make it up there for sure.
But who knows? This season's going to play out. I think it's going to be one of the best dramas in the National League. I really do. This is, you know, on paper, like you said, MLB.com, it's always their favorite. So maybe we can keep it up. Maybe we can stick to that and actually have a good season for these boys.
Yeah, and I'm always optimistic going into the season, but I really think we got something this year to watch, all these young players, and for the years to come. So.
All right, great, great. Well, that was 14 questions, quick and painless. Do you have anything else to add? Meh.
Keep an eye on WAC Reds. We're going to get some interesting guests in here to do this. We've been updating the player profiles for the 20th anniversary of the 1990 Reds World Series.
Oh, yeah.
So check that out. You basically haven't seen anything yet, so.
All right, we're excited.
Keep checking us out.
Keep checking.
All right.
Got to rethink their position on feet. WackReds.com